I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we are going to have so much fun today, even though it's a lot of heavy stuff because it's been a heavy, heavy week. We're going to dig into all the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. What 2024 might look like. People in Chicago are angry. Eric Adams is super mad at Joe Biden once again. We have great emails. We will laugh. We will continue.
We're changing people's lives.
Every single day on this show. But let us begin here. I have a hard time with something. And this is a flaw of mine. Not of yours, this is a flaw of mine. I can be too harsh. I can be too harsh. I can be too direct. And I'm not telling you that's going to change because it's just who I am. It's who I am. I get it, honestly. I get it from my dad, and then the Marines made it worse. It can get too harsh, and it can come off as cruel on occasion. So I have to be careful how I lay things out, more careful with how I lay things out sometimes. But I'm not going to change. So I'm just going to give this to you right between the eyes, okay? Did you hear what the FEMA administrator said about Maui? No, this is, you're going to think, well, I don't care. What this doesn't apply to me. It says everything about the kind of system we have now and how things are going to be done in certain parts of this country in the future. Okay, here's the FEMA administrator talking about the Maui relief efforts and how the response is going to be handled.
We also want to make sure that we are getting all of the appropriate information out to survivors. So we are working with our state and local partners to ensure that our outreach and our messaging is also culturally responsive and that we can get messages out.
Culturally responsive. Remember Palestine, Ohio? When it got completely ignored, couldn't even get a visit from the president. He has never been to this day. There's part of living in this country as we move forward that's going to be hard to take. It's going to be an adjustment for us. It's going to be something we have to fight against, but it's going to be difficult to take. We are going to be anti-communists, people on the right. We are going to be not just a minority, because people are minorities all over. We have minorities here, minorities there. White people are minorities some places. It's not that. We are going to be of a second class, a lower class. It's not just that, like, you hear people talk all the time, especially with all this indictment stuff right now, about how there's two different justice systems and two-tier justice. It's not that we have two-tier justice. It's that we have a two-tiered country, every single part of it, top to bottom, because this sickness of cultural Marxism has now been woven into each and every part of our society, meaning now, as we march forward, we will be handled in virtually all scenarios like second-class citizens. You want to know another example of this? Okay, that's just a throwaway. You want to know a great example of this? Corporate America. Major corporate America. Maybe you're an employee of major corporate America. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture this moment. Chris, what day, you're probably not the one I should ask, but Chris, what day was Easter this year, specifically April what? Well, whatever, April something. Easter was in April this year. Now, what do Christians celebrate on Easter? What do they celebrate? The resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine some Fortune 500 company, Coca-Cola, sending out an email April 9th, thank you, Chris, sending out an email on April 9th saying, we here at Coca-Cola just want all of our employees to know that this is the day we honor our Lord and Savior, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. You're laughing and probably rolling your eyes, right, at the absurdity of that email. It would never come. It would never come in a million years in this society, ever, in this country we have now. How many corporate emails do you think were sent out during Pride Month? Hey, we here at Coca-Cola, we honor the LGBTQ turbo freak demon mob every chance we get. And if you uttered a single word against it to your corporation, if you said that's against my religious beliefs, I'm not comfortable with that, boom, fired, gone. That's the nature. That's what it's like of being a second-class citizen. I remember, speaking of Christians and Christianity, I remember reading about how the Jews and the Christians were handled by the Ottomans. The Ottoman Empire was this gigantic Muslim empire. It's a really fascinating empire, actually very cool. Existed for a very long time, very powerful. Didn't really crumble until World War I. And Jews and Christians, they were at various stages, keep in mind, they were welcomed into the Ottoman Empire. You can live here as a Christian. Of course you can live here. As a Jew, of course, yeah, do your thing. But they were second-class citizens, meaning the law. The laws for a Jew, for a Christian, way different than the laws for a Muslim. But it went well beyond that. It was the education system. It was the business system there. It was each and every layer of society had it woven into it that there are Muslims and then there are second-class citizens here in the Ottoman Empire. As we march forward, part of the reason I've told you to get out and get to a red area is that is going to be our entire existence as we march forward in every part of our lives. From elementary school to college to the corporate world to the sports world to the political world to the freaking legal system to the medical system. Do I need to pull up once again the graduating class from Columbia, which I've played for you before? The graduating class from Columbia. Big shots. Geniuses. Well, we want to make sure. Oh, you have it already, Chris? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Hold on, while Chris messes this whole pause it real quick. Chris. While Chris messed that whole thing up, I'm actually glad he did. Keep in mind, these students are graduating medical school. Keep in mind, that might be you laying there on an operating table 5 years from now, 10 years from now, with the students talking about this, reciting all this. One of them, they're the doctor standing over your operating table, Whitey.
We enter the profession of medicine with appreciation for the opportunity to build on the scientific and humanistic achievements of the past. We also recognize the acts and systems of oppression affected in the name of medicine. We take this oath of service to begin building a future grounded in truth, restoration, and equity to fulfill medicine's capacity to liberate.
It's horrific. I just wanted to level with you that it's going to be an adjustment for us, to put it mildly. And as we look out right now, what's the predominant story out there right now? All these Trump indictments. He's on indictment number 4. And we're looking on in horror at what's being done and the injustice of all of it. And I'm not trying to make it worse. I'm really not. When I bring up the stuff about the ballots and everything else, and I'll get to that in a minute, I'm not trying to make it worse. I'm trying to make sure we are awake and aware, without me being too harsh, that is all of our future now in certain areas. In certain places in this country, justice is not something that will be available to you if you're an anti-communist, if you are not a card-carrying member of the system. There are places where you can't find justice, where it's not available to even normal people. And because we've never really had to live that existence in this country, we've never been second-class citizens. We've never been oppressed minorities. Well, I mean, I guess if you're an older black person listening to the show, look, that's a great example. If you're an older black person who lived through America's really, really segregated, racist, horrible times, you know what that's like. No, you can't have this. No, you can't have that. No, I can have this. No, you don't have access to that. That's awful. That's what you call systemic. That's what they mean when they say systemic. It's not some guy saying, I don't like Chris because he's a Jew. It's the system saying Chris doesn't get to have a job because he's a Jew. That's the difference. And that is our reality as we march forward. What's happening now with the indictments and all this other crazy stuff, all this, the Proud Boys, the horrible things they're doing to January 6th. It's not the end. It's not some culmination. It's the beginning of our future, which is why you need to get to a red area where you have some semblance of protection. All right. All right. It's Ask Dr. Jesse time. We got all kinds of stuff. Somebody wants to know, first of all, how can we retake the country when the Americans support the policies of Democrats? That's a good question. Let's talk about it. Before we talk about that, let's talk about eating. Do you know what we just ate right before the show? Taco Bell. I don't want to brag. Look, I'm not here to rub my wealth in anybody's face, but we bought a 12 taco box from T-Bell. 12 tacos, 20 bucks, eating like kings around here. Now, I am sad to say that if the worst happens, who knows, EMP, World War III, who knows, Taco Bell will not be there for us. There will be no 12 taco boxes. But what do I do for calories? Because I don't want to starve to death and I don't want to eat any of my children. That's why I have a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Prepped, ready, non-perishable. Prepped and ready to go. 25% off, their biggest discount ever right now. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com. Go get a 3-month food kit. PrepareWithJesseKelly.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. That song, Margaritaville, reminds me of that margarita I had one time that had, what, Chris? Don't shake your head, Michael. It had that barbecue sauce around the outside. Don't cringe, Chris. You weren't even there. You didn't even have it. I'm telling you, it was good. I didn't put the barbecue sauce there. It had some kind of Mexican seasoning in the barbecue sauce, and then it was the rim of the barbecue sauce. I'll tell you one thing that wasn't great about it, though, if I remember right. One thing that wasn't great was the drippage. The barbecue sauce didn't really hold, so it started dripping down the glass. So you kind of had to Kamala the side of your margarita glass before you had a drink to try to get any of the barbecue sauce in there. It was a big old mess. Anyway, back to what we were just talking about. Remember, this is the future of being a second-class citizen.
As the next Attorney General, I see the law as a sword and as a shield.
I still love that Letitia James, New York's AG, calls it a sword. Anyway, they see the law as a sword and a shield. Dear Jesse, how do you think we can retake this country if most polls show that Americans support the policies of Democrats? All right, well, this is going to be a long, complicated one, so let's tackle this, because that's ultimately what I want, right? It's what you want. If you're a hardcore supporter of a candidate, that's probably why you're a supporter of that candidate. Ah, you love Trump. Ah, you love DeSantis. Ah, you love this or that. Why? Because you believe that we need to retake the country. The goal is to retake the country from the communists. Okay, we're there. First, Americans, I am not naive enough to think Americans think like you or like me. There are millions who do think like you and like me. But there are millions and millions and millions who do not. Millions on the radical left. Millions in the middle who don't know what they believe, don't care, haven't really dug into it. Millions of people across the spectrum. First of all, let's understand that because, as I just laid out beforehand, because we are second-class citizens, millions of Americans have been lied to without end and don't actually know it because the second-class citizens don't have any kind of a voice unless you seek it out. Just wrap your mind around this. Let's set you aside. Again, we're not talking about you. Let's talk about Norm. Let's go through Normie Norm's day. And I'm not saying bad guy Norm. Just Normie Norm. It's a dude you know. It's a woman you know. He gets up in the morning. Maybe he browses the newspaper. He probably gets the news on his phone. Now, where does he get the news on his phone? Browsing the headlines. Where would you do that if you were Norm? Oh, hang on. Let me go to NBC, CBS, ABC, the major news organizations. After all, he's Norm. He's going to eat breakfast, kiss the wife, say hi to the kids, drive off to his job in corporate America. Corporate America, where, as we just laid out, every single thing comes from a left-wing perspective. Everything that goes into his eyes and ears comes from a left-wing perspective. Yeah, Chris said the phones put out news apps. It's the AP and ABC and NBC. What's the news program that's on, the cable news channel that's on in the airports? CNN. So when Norm leaves his corporate job, because he's got to go out of town, he's heading to Chicago for the weekend. He sits there in the airport and it's CNN anchors and CNN headlines. His kids, when he gets home and he talks to his wife and he talks to his kids have been at school all day, public school, where they've been getting nothing but commie propaganda over and over and over and over and over again. Maybe Norm, when he's done with his day, sits down, puts his feet up, grabs a margarita with barbecue sauce around the rim, and turns on the news again, trying to just figure out what's going on in the world. Only this time, maybe he's looking at ABC. Remember when ABC put out a videotape of a gun range in Kentucky and told everybody it was the Kurds being killed? Remember that? Because it was Donald Trump and they wanted to blame Donald Trump for the massacre of the Kurds. They took video of a night shoot in Kentucky and claimed it was the Kurds being slaughtered and put it on ABC News. You try to explain to Norm that he just saw a complete and total fabrication, he'll think you're a nut job. Norm thinks that mask did something on his face. Norm's on his fifth booster shot, wondering why his heart feels like it's about to explode. And he can't seem to explain why he's had COVID three times and everyone in his family has too. Norm doesn't know. The scientists and doctors told him the shot would work. My goodness. Scientists wouldn't lie. Doctors go to medical school. My goodness. You see what I mean? And this isn't, I know this answer is longer because I have a lot more I need to get to when it comes to how do we retake the country. But so many decent Americans are trapped in a system of complete fabrication. If you want the truth, it's available these days. A million websites, shows to watch, shows to listen to. The truth is available, but it takes an extra effort. It's never handed to you. Truth has to be sought out. Lies are handed to you. That's what we have in this country. So that's a problem we have to overcome. Now let's dig into people who do support Democrat policies. How do we handle that? What do we do? Let's talk about it. Part of what we do, part of what we have to do, is we have to engage on a corporate level now where we never had to do that before. This is another adjustment you and I have to make, and it's hard for us, and sometimes it's impossible. Sometimes there aren't options for you or me when you have to go purchase something or avoid purchasing something. Sometimes you have to. Maybe Target was the only store in your area that had good prices on back-to-school supplies, and maybe you had to financially. I get it. Surely we can do things like switch our cell phone, though, right? There's no excuse. None. When it takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch, it would take you longer than that in any store to switch your cell phone. But 10 minutes on the phone, speaking to a pleasant American who smiles and speaks English and understands you. That's what happens when you switch to PureTalk. You spend less money, a lot less. My bill got cut in half. Same great 5G network. This is the one that's been gifted to us. This is the easiest way I know of to put your money where your morals are. And all you have to do is dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch now.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Is the Jesse Kelly Show. I forgot Tom Petty was dead too, Chris, until you said it just now. Thanks for ruining the day, Debbie Downer. I appreciate it. You know, you don't have to tell me everything that's horrible in the world at all times, Chris. Some of us like to laugh, for Pete's sake. My goodness.
You know, freedom is not free.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Going over all kinds of stuff today. The guy asked, how do we retake the country if most polls show Americans support policies of Democrats? And I just went over why Norm thinks that way. Norm is trapped in a system of lies, and he doesn't know he has to escape that system to find the truth. You can't turn on the news and get the truth. You can't listen to the doctor on television at the podium anymore. You can't do those things. But let's talk about on a broader scale. How do we take back the country if most Americans support the policies of Democrats? I don't know if I'm going to say most. I will say this. This is a huge reason why I don't fall in love with politicians and I don't sink my heart and soul into individual political races or political candidates. It's not that I think they don't matter. I know they're important. Who is president matters. Who is in Congress matters. Senator matters. School board matters. State senator matters. Governor matters. I know these political positions matter. I'm not dismissive of that. I'm dismissive that some magic pill can be elected and fix what is a cultural problem. A serious cultural problem exists in the United States of America, and that cultural problem cannot possibly be fixed by a president, a governor, a senator, a school board. It can't be fixed. If I could give you your choice and I said, here, you pick the president you want, the vice president you want. You pick every member of the House, all yours. They're all yours. You pick every member of the Senate, it's all yours. And in fact, we'll empty out the federal bureaucracy, which we should do anyway. And you can fill it up with people you want or close it down. You can do whatever you want. You're probably salivating at the idea, right? Oh, man, I'll have America fixed in 5 seconds. This guy will be president and this will be this. And we'll pass this law and we'll pass that law. And I'm here to tell you it won't matter at all. It would do the bare minimum amount of good unless the people change. Remember, we have despicable, corrupt people who lead us. Yes, no question about it. They are the worst, the hardest pill to swallow, especially for a decent person like you, is this. They're an accurate reflection of who we are. Remember this. Remember, I'm going to keep coming back to it because it's so true. Take a state like Michigan. Michigan is one of those swing states. Well, it had been swing state, purple state, but certainly not some Democrat stronghold. It wasn't before. Trump won it in 2016. It wasn't a Democrat stronghold. Gretchen Whitmer, that horrible hag, gets elected governor. And Gretchen Whitmer declares war on her own citizens during COVID to the extent She had the seeds, the section where you could buy seeds for your garden. She had the seeds section in the grocery store blocked off so you could not purchase seeds because of COVID-19. I'm not making that up. You can look up the pictures on the internet. It's real. And after just spitting on her own people for 2 years, they not only reelected her, the election wasn't even close. Michiganders went out in droves to vote for tyranny again. We have these people in charge of us because they're an accurate reflection of who we have become as a whole. Not you individually. I'm not saying that at all. But us as a people, 300 million Americans, disjointed, no goals, listless. Morality run amok. And you know me, I'm not anybody who lecture anyone on morality. But let's be honest with you. Everybody in history, the geniuses in history, knew that it mattered for a society. Go read the Roman philosophers and emperors and things like that. They would tell you, you can't have a society without any kind of a code. But that's what we have now. We don't have a politician problem. We have a people problem. It is the people who must change. So the question is, how do we retake the country? This is why I scream and yell about legal and local all the time. Do you know how we retake the country? Take back the education system in this country. All of it, top to bottom. Why are they winning? Why do so many Americans support Democrat policies? Why are people listless? Why are people hateful? Why are people valueless? Why do we have a people problem? Because we allowed the most vile scum in the history of mankind to take over every level of our education system from pre-K to our most elite universities. We have America-hating demons in charge of it, and we wonder why we churn out brand new citizens every single year who suck. We churn out a bunch of citizens who suck every single year because we have trained them to suck for 18 years. That's the truth. That's the truth. Year after year after year, America sucks. America sucks. Little Johnny, write your paper about how America sucks. America's slavery. America's evil. America's racist. America's misogynistic. America sucks. America sucks. America sucks. And then eventually Johnny turns 22 and he wanders out in the work world. He has no love of his country, no appreciation for the blessings he's been given. In fact, whenever he gets a chance, he'll take a big fat steaming dump on an American flag because Johnny's been trained for 22 years that his country sucks. We have a patriotism problem. We have a people problem. This is why, as horrific as it's going to be, watching what's going to happen with this election year and the indictments and the trials, and it's going to be hard. This is, again, harsh me telling you right now, it's going to be hard to watch and helplessly watch. Remember, there's nothing we can do. Nothing can be done about it. We have to watch and pray. This is why it will not end me emotionally. This is why I'm ready to move forward no matter what happens. Because I understand we have decades worth of getting the people back before we can fix the politicians. Election cheating or not, we chose these people. It's part of the reason I actually don't like term limits. Did you know that? No, I'd take them, don't get me wrong, but we talk about term limits. We got to clean out the scum. Term limits. I don't like Chuck Schumer.
Our economy is doing so well, and it's in good part because of the work we in the Senate and the president did over the last summer.
Jesse, we New Yorkers, we don't want Chuck Schumer. We're time to term limit him out. You New Yorkers are going to go vote for the next communist who comes up too. Or not. Nancy Pelosi, we need to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. We need term limits. Do you think the people of San Francisco are dying for a freedom-loving anti-communist and the only holdup is that Nancy Pelosi hasn't been term limited out? The people, they go choose Chuck Schumer every single election. The people go choose Nancy Pelosi every single election. We can blame Grandma Vodka all we want, but the truth is we have a people problem. These Chicago residents yelling at their new communist mayor, Brandon Johnson.
We need to take care of our community. We need to take care of our black community. We need to open up these schools for mental health. We need to allocate some of this money for our black children, for the black community. We have not gotten anything for our community. And we are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough is enough.
Sick and tired of it, huh? Sounds mad. She's mad and she's sick and tired. Are you sick and tired of it enough to vote a different way? Who'd you vote for? I need to know before I know how much I care. I'm tired of us excusing ourselves. And again, this is hard because it doesn't apply to you individually. It doesn't. But we have to change us. Now let's talk about the ballot stuff. And let's talk about job interviews. And let's talk about bravery. We have all kinds of stuff to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about testosterone. 50% decrease in testosterone in 50 years is nation-ending stuff. You know, want to know another reason why we're such a listless, lost society? We don't have testosterone anymore. We're drinking estrogen in the waters. It's in the plastics. We freaking shower in it now. We've got to change that. Chalk is on a mission to change that naturally with natural herbal supplements. CHOQ.com. I take a male vitality stack every day. Female vitality stack is available for the ladies every day. The chocolate powder. They have so many things, and it's all natural. No more big pharma filth in our bodies. Natural herbal supplements. CHOQ.com. Get a subscription because they're 35% off with the promo code Jesse. That's huge. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to the back to the Ask Dr. Jesse emails, I want to play something for you. I just want to remind you that these people, these evil people who run the world, the elites who run the world, the Klaus Schwab types, they are really, really, really committed all the way to destroying us. It's not a passive thing. It's not a side hobby. They really are going to try to wreck it all. That's why we have to fight smart and fight hard. Here he is.
An analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But since the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore, because you can already predict, and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be. Can you imagine such a world?
We don't even need elections anymore. Jesse, you mentioned that just a couple of swing states could keep Trump off the ballot if he is the Republican nominee. Well, if they can keep Trump off the ballot, couldn't they keep whoever the Republican nominee is? So if this is the case, couldn't red states keep Democrat nominees off their ballots? Yes, but keep in mind, when they keep Trump off the ballot in these swing states, and by the way, that's not my idea. I didn't just pull that out of the air. I've been talking to 8 million of these lawyers trying to figure out what we do, what's our backup plan. You know, if Trump is the nominee, it looks like right now he's the leader, obviously. If Trump's the nominee, but then they keep him off the ballot so he can't win the presidential election. It's not possible to win the presidential election if they keep you off the ballot in Michigan and Pennsylvania. It's not going to happen. If he can't win, what do we do then? Is there a way to redo the nomination? What do we do? So I've been trying to game this out so we can do this smartly, so we can walk through this freaking horrific nightmare as intelligently as possible. Keep in mind, they're going to use the indictments and the trials. That's going to be the excuse they're going to use to keep him off the ballot. Something you need to pay attention to, and I need to pay attention to. There's a specific thing you need to watch out for and be nervous about. This will be the moment. All right, you ready for this? This is a specific thing. Jack Smith, the special counsel out of D.C., he's already charged Trump with, I think it was four or five things. He will keep adding charges to it. What he charged him with so far, it was not the end. He's going to add things to it. And that is going to be called a superseding indictment. All right, are you with me? Superseding indictment. What he has not charged Trump with yet, but he plans to, from what I understand, is seditious conspiracy. Now, that sounds horrible and evil. It's from a civil war law. I'm not even joking. But seditious conspiracy. He brings that charge against Trump. That will be the justification for these evil states that are run by these evil, well, for the evil communists who run these states. That will be the justification they need to say, well, sorry, we can't allow someone on the ballot who's been officially charged with seditious conspiracy. No dice. That's the big boy charge that essentially is making Trump an enemy of the state. That's what they're going to use. If that charge comes down, now don't get me wrong, I already think they're going to try to keep him off the ballot, but if that seditious conspiracy charge comes down, and it's supposed to, if that really does drop, you'll know we're in a rough time. And I have explained several times that the only way to stop this, to try to save Trump from being politically persecuted, is to have Republican, have red state AGs dig in and start charging Democrats. They're very clearly not going to do this. No one's done it yet, so they're not going to do this. And then the second solution is for the House Republicans to defund the DOJ or FBI. Well, come on. It's the low-T GOP. We call them that for a reason. Do you actually think they're going to do that? Now, we should push them for that. I'm not saying give up all hope, but those are our two solutions. Revenge AG indictments or defunding it. Without either of those things, it looks like it looks like they got him. What do you want me to tell you? I know that's harsh. I'm not cheering. It looks like they got him. And the worst part is all these people who think it's about Trump. Oh, good. I hope they get him. We'll get rid of Trump. We'll do this and that. Man, Trump's the appetizer. He's just the appetizer. They're figuring out, just like they did with COVID, how much can they get away with? They're going to keep doing this until we start fighting back and doing the same things to them. Right now, we've given Alvin Bragg no disincentive. None. He's been given no... Wrap your mind around this. Alvin Bragg was the first. Brought this ridiculous charge against Stormy Daniels. So we've had some time. That was months ago. Alvin Bragg indicted Donald Trump some ridiculous freaking thing. Name one thing that has been done to disincentivize Alvin Bragg from pushing forward. Anything? You know what we need on the soundboard, guys? We need a crickets thing. We do. That's what we need. In fact, I want that. Yes. We never ended up doing the soft music. Because it didn't work. I don't think it worked because I'm not soft enough. I'm too hard. Quit. Oh, grow up. Anyway, we need crickets on there for where the cannon is. Get us some crickets. Anyway, not one thing has been done to disincentivize Alvin Bragg. Jack Smith. Fannie Willis. Nothing. Nothing's being done. And nothing will be done to disincentivize them because it has to be done in different ways. Remember, Trump winning the primary does nothing to disincentivize these people. In fact, it incentivizes them more to keep them off the ballot. We need to start having revenge indictments, or this is just the way it's going to go for all of them. For all of them. And to answer you to your question, could Republicans keep Democrats off the ballot? Well, they're not going to have Democrats charged with seditious conspiracy because Republican AGs don't have the guts to actually do that like they should. So they wouldn't be able to. It's an ugly cycle, an ugly system we're in right now. What do you want me to tell you? All right, whatever. We're going to move on. We've got a good story that's going to make you smile and maybe some guidance for all of us. We have so much to get to over the next 2 hours in the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers first, though. Let's talk about the next generation. Because you already know what Tunnel to Towers does with widows and orphans, homeless veterans, catastrophically injured veterans. You know all that stuff. But did you know they're getting involved in the culture stuff too? Meaning they're getting involved in educating future generations about heroes, about sacrifice. That's another problem we have We don't tell young people about heroes. We don't tell them about bravery. We don't hold up these lions and say, that's what you should aspire to be. But Tunnel to Towers is trying to change that too. And they do all this with your $11 a month, keep in mind. Your $11 a month, more than 95 cents of every dollar goes exactly where you want it to go. That is absurd. You can't find that anywhere in the nonprofit world. Tunnel to Towers, you can. T2T.org is where you give. T2T.org. Go now.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.